Vitamin D has gained a lot of attention in recent years, and for good reason. Often referred to as the sunshine vitamin, it plays a critical role in maintaining various aspects of our health, from supporting our immune system to keeping our bones strong. But what exactly does vitamin D do, and why is it so important? Welcome back to Health Square, the podcast where we explore essential health topics to help you live your best life. I'm Bills, and today we're diving into the role of vitamin D in overall health. We'll discuss what vitamin D is, why it's crucial for your body, the potential consequences of deficiency, and how to ensure you're getting enough, including the recommended dosages for different needs. Whether you're curious about the benefits of vitamin D or concerned about your levels, this episode will provide you with the knowledge you need to take charge of your health. Let's start with a story about my friend Rachel. Rachel had always been diligent about her health. She exercised regularly, ate a balanced diet, and made sure to get enough sleep. But despite her efforts, she often felt tired and experienced muscle pain that she couldn't explain. After a visit to her doctor and some routine blood work, Rachel discovered that she was deficient in vitamin D. This surprised her, as she thought she was doing everything right. Her doctor explained that even though she was living a healthy lifestyle, her limited sun exposure and diet weren't providing enough of this crucial nutrient. After starting a vitamin D supplement, Rachel noticed a significant improvement in her energy levels and overall well-being. Rachel's experience highlights how easy it is to overlook the importance of vitamin D, even when you're otherwise healthy. What is vitamin D and why is it important? Vitamin D is a fat-soluble vitamin that's unique because your body can produce it when your skin is exposed to sunlight. It's also found in certain foods and available as a dietary supplement. Once in your body, vitamin D is converted into its active form, calcitriol, which plays a vital role in several bodily functions. One of the primary functions of vitamin D is to help your body absorb calcium and phosphorus, which are essential for building and maintaining strong bones and teeth. Without enough vitamin D, your body can't absorb calcium efficiently, leading to weaker bones and an increased risk of fractures. This is particularly important for older adults who are at higher risk of osteoporosis, a condition characterized by brittle and fragile bones. For example, my neighbor Carol, who is in her 60s, was diagnosed with osteoporosis a few years ago. Her doctor emphasized the importance of getting enough vitamin D, along with calcium, to help maintain her bone health and reduce the risk of fractures. Vitamin D also plays a crucial role in supporting the immune system. It helps regulate the immune response, reducing inflammation and enhancing your body's ability to fight off infections. Studies have shown that adequate levels of vitamin D can help protect against respiratory infections, such as the flu, and may even reduce the severity of symptoms if you do get sick. Mike, another friend of mine, noticed that he was getting sick more often than usual. After testing, his doctor found that his vitamin D levels were low. By increasing his intake of vitamin D, Mike found that he was less prone to colds and felt generally healthier. Moreover, vitamin D is important for muscle function. It helps improve muscle strength, which is crucial for maintaining balance and preventing falls, especially in older adults. Rachel, who had been experiencing muscle pain and weakness, found that her symptoms improved significantly after correcting her vitamin D deficiency. In addition to these roles, emerging research suggests that vitamin D may have protective effects against certain chronic diseases, including heart disease, diabetes, and even some cancers. While more research is needed to fully understand these connections, it's clear that maintaining adequate levels of vitamin D is important for overall health. The consequences of vitamin D deficiency. Vitamin D deficiency is surprisingly common, affecting an estimated 1 billion people worldwide. Several factors contribute to this, including limited sun exposure, darker skin, which reduces the skin's ability to produce vitamin D, aging, and dietary habits. The consequences of vitamin D deficiency can be significant and impact various aspects of health. One of the most well-known effects of vitamin D deficiency is rickets in children, a condition characterized by soft, weak bones that can lead to skeletal deformities. In adults, severe vitamin D deficiency can cause osteomalacia, a similar condition where the bones become soft and prone to fractures. but even mild vitamin D deficiency can have negative effects. For example, it can lead to bone pain and muscle weakness, as Rachel experienced, making everyday activities more difficult. It can also contribute to feelings of fatigue and depression. Mike, who had been struggling with low energy levels, found that addressing his vitamin D deficiency improved not only his physical health, but also his mood. There's also growing evidence that vitamin D deficiency is linked to an increased risk of chronic diseases. For instance, low levels of vitamin D have been associated with a higher risk of cardiovascular disease, such as heart attacks and strokes. Vitamin D deficiency may also increase the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by affecting insulin secretion and sensitivity. Additionally, some studies suggest that insufficient vitamin D levels could be linked to an increased risk of certain cancers, including breast, prostate, and colon cancer. Furthermore, vitamin D plays a role in brain health, and deficiency has been linked to an increased risk of cognitive decline and dementia in older adults. Ensuring adequate vitamin D levels may help protect against these conditions and support overall brain health. How to get enough vitamin D? Given the importance of vitamin D, it's crucial to ensure you're getting enough. There are three main ways to obtain vitamin D: sunlight, diet, and supplements. Sunlight is the most natural source of vitamin D. When your skin is exposed to UVB rays from the sun, it produces vitamin D. However, several factors can affect how much vitamin D your skin can make, including the time of day, season, latitude, skin pigmentation, and the use of sunscreen. For example, people living in northern latitudes where sunlight is limited in the winter months may struggle to get enough vitamin D from sun exposure alone. Rachel, who works indoors and lives in a region with long winters, found that her limited sun exposure contributed to her deficiency. To boost your vitamin D levels through sunlight, aim to spend 10 to 30 minutes in the sun several times a week, depending on your skin type and the strength of the sun. Exposing your face, arms, and legs is usually sufficient. However, it's important to balance sun exposure with the risk of skin damage, so be mindful of not overexposing yourself, especially during peak sunlight hours. Dietary sources of vitamin D are another important way to meet your needs. However, there are relatively few foods that naturally contain significant amounts of vitamin D. Fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, and sardines are among the best natural sources. Egg yolks, beef liver, and cheese also contain small amounts. In addition, many foods are fortified with vitamin D, such as milk, orange juice, and cereals, which can help increase your intake. Rachel made an effort to include more vitamin D-rich foods in her diet, such as having a serving of fortified cereal with milk for breakfast and adding salmon to her weekly meal plan. However, she found that diet alone wasn't enough to bring her levels up to where they needed to be. This brings us to supplements, which are a common and effective way to ensure you're getting enough vitamin D, especially if you have limited sun exposure or dietary restrictions. Vitamin D supplements are available in two forms, D2, ergocalciferol, and D3, cholecalciferol. Vitamin D3 is generally considered more effective at raising blood levels of vitamin D. Rachel's doctor recommended a daily vitamin D3 supplement, which helped her achieve optimal levels and maintain her overall health. Recommended dosages of vitamin D. The recommended daily allowance, RDA, for vitamin D varies depending on age, sex, and life stage. For most adults, the RDA is 600-800 IU, 15 to 20 micrograms per day. However, some individuals, particularly those at risk of deficiency, may require higher doses. For example, older adults, particularly those over 70, may need 800-1000 IU, 20 to 25 micrograms daily due to decreased skin synthesis and dietary absorption. Pregnant and breastfeeding women are also advised to ensure they meet the RDA of 600-800 IU, as vitamin D is crucial for fetal development and the health of the mother. For those with a known deficiency, higher doses may be prescribed by a healthcare provider. In such cases, dosages of 1,000 to 2,000 IU, 25 to 50 micrograms, daily are common, and sometimes even higher doses are given as part of a short-term loading phase to quickly correct a deficiency. Mike, for example, was prescribed a higher dose of 2,000 IU per day for a few months to bring his levels back to normal. it's important to monitor your vitamin D levels with regular blood tests if you're taking high doses, as vitamin D toxicity can occur if you take too much over an extended period. Symptoms of vitamin D toxicity include nausea, vomiting, weakness, and serious complications like kidney damage. Always follow the dosage recommendations provided by your healthcare provider, and never exceed the upper limit of 4,000 IU, 100 micrograms per day, without medical supervision. Myths and misconceptions about vitamin D. As with many health topics, there are several myths and misconceptions about vitamin D. One common myth is that if you spend enough time in the sun, you don't need to worry about vitamin D deficiency. While sun exposure is important, it's not always sufficient, especially if you live in a region with limited sunlight or if you have risk factors that reduce your ability to produce vitamin D. Another misconception is that if you take a multivitamin, you're getting enough vitamin D. While some multivitamins do contain vitamin D, they may not provide enough to meet your needs. Especially if you're at risk of deficiency, it's important to check the label and consider a separate vitamin D supplement if necessary. There's also a belief that you can't get too much vitamin D, but this isn't true. While vitamin D toxicity is rare, it can occur if you take very high doses of supplements over a long period. Symptoms of vitamin D toxicity include nausea, vomiting, weakness, and serious complications like kidney damage. This is why it's important to follow the recommended dosage and consult with your healthcare provider before taking high doses of vitamin D. Conclusion: the sunshine vitamin for overall health. Vitamin D is essential for maintaining good health, supporting everything from strong bones and a healthy immune system to proper muscle function and even mental well-being. While it's possible to get vitamin D from sunlight and food, many people may still need to consider supplements to ensure they're meeting their needs. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into the importance of vitamin D and how to ensure you're getting enough of this crucial nutrient. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, taking care of your vitamin D levels is a simple yet powerful way to support your overall health. Until next time, take care.